Guten Erev Shabbos, a Guten Erev Sukkos. The Sefer HaMani from Avraham Yarchi brings, everybody knows, the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Brisa says, on the first day of Sukkos, we read the Aftar Hine Yoyim Haba. Rashi says, it mentions Sukkos. So Avraham Yarchi explains, says, nearly, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that in the future, the Goyim are going to insist that they be given another chance to prove themselves when Mashiach comes. And Hashem is going to offer them the mitzvah of a sukkah. So he says, that's why we read this Haftarah. And Rashi actually in the Haftarah also mentions the Farish when it speaks about in the Psukim about the Goyim being Oile, going up to Yishalayim to do the mitzvah of sukkah and to celebrate Sukkos. Says Rashi, this is referring to the Gemara of Gezal where they're going to be given a chance in the future to do the mitzvah of sukkah. But I would like to mention today, share today, one nekuda, one point about that Gemara, which is the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael make the sukkah every year, and you know when the sun shines, they don't walk out kicking the sukkah or anything like that. But the Goyim, they're going to walk out really upset, kick the sukkah. But the Gemara says specifically that these Goyim, when they make the sukkah, they're going to be building the sukkah on the rooftop. And lashon of the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah is, Miyad kol echad ve'echad noitel, takes, we'll see soon what the taking is, v'hoylech, v'oyseh sukkah b'roish gagoy, builds a sukkah on top of his roof. What's the significance? Why are we being taught that he builds a dafka on top of his roof? Well, before I get into the main thing, I just want to mention, I saw Ramelech Biderman, Shlita, Ramelech Biderman in Berach Haim, he says, well, everybody knows that the Shari Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch mentions from Rav Chaim Vital that there's a tremendous inyan, a special inyan before Sukkos, or if you missed it, when Sukkos starts, but preferably Erev Sukkos, to give enormous amounts of staka, more than you normally would give. I mean, think about it. You just scream Tshuva Tefillah Staka on Yom Kippur. Literally, please, put your money where your mouth is. Here this time, the expression really makes sense. Go give out those money. You should give more than regular. And he says, Reb Chaim Sanzer used to give tremendous amounts of money, as Reb Malik Biederman brings. And he used to say, this is the most beautiful Noi Sukkah. This is the most beautiful decorations. Instead of spending my more and more money on the Sukkah, on whatever, is to go over along and help other people, monetarily giving them money. That's Noi Sukkah. So Reb Malik Biederman says, the Goyim don't want anybody knocking on their Sukkah door asking them for money. So therefore they make their Sukkahs inaccessible. Like those people who are never available for the schnorrers. Only hours which are not good for those people. They make difficult hours for them. So he says that the Goyim want to be inaccessible, so they make their sukkahs on the rooftop. Mashenki, many Jews make their sukkah in the chatzar, like we'll see later on in the courtyards, because they're happy to have people come to their door, into their sukkah, asking for money if necessary. And we'll just add to this in the Sefer, the Pisvarim, the Sefer, and brings from the Kedusha Siyan from Babi, Rabban Siyan, Halberstam, Zechatzak, Vekadosh Avrocha, Shanyim Kim Damav, was Masber, how really you don't have sukkah without giving stock. It's not really worth much. And he proved it. Because what are the dimensions of the sukkah? Sukkah needs to be two walls, a minimum of two walls, plus a third tiny little wall. So he says, we'll speak about that Mirtasham later on also. But each wall has to be seven tefachim wide. So you have one wall seven tefachim wide, another wall seven tefachim wide, and the third wall has to be at least one tefach, a total of 15 tefachim. Now, the height of the sukkah needs to be a minimum of 10 tefachim. So that's 15 times 10. So the walls need to be an area of 150 square tefachim. If we add the schach, which is 7 by 7, is 49. So now instead of 150, we have 199, which is the exact gematria of sukkah. So basically, our sukkah is not worth that very much if we didn't, like the Rambam speaks also. We have to go along and precede sukkahs, or at least if you didn't do at least do by Chalamad, there's Indian every meal of sukkahs, to go along and have a poor person or to support someone. Mamash, a very, very big Indian. And this is goes along very, very much with the mitzvah of sukkah. And again, that's why the Goyim might be making on the rooftop. But Rashi in Avodah Zarah, the really main thing we want to discuss, is mentions a different reason for the rooftop. And Rashi says, Roiv tashmishton al hagagois. Most of the use in those days was on the rooftops. People just multi-purpose the rooftops. They didn't have these sharply inclined rooftops, pointy rooftops. They were flat. You know, Rashi says this in Marcus, he's explaining what the Ma'agel does, the roller that makes it to help the raindrop, because otherwise, if you didn't make a little bit of cement on a tilt on the rooftop, it would just sit there because they were basically flat. And Rashi mentions this many places. Rashi actually, in Shabbos, on Kuf Nun Dalet, the Rashi points out, there's a very, very sarcastic Rashi who says that you'll find, and Rashi brings a bunch of Mishnayis in Sukkah, you'll find that whenever Chazal speak about going in or out of the Sukkah, they speak about Oyla the Sukkah, Yorid Me'a Sukkah, or Malik Kalin the Sukkah. Says Rashi, why? Because Sukkahs were normally built on rooftops, that's where they're convenient. And therefore Chazal always used the Lashon of going up or down to the Sukkah, even though of course you can make the Sukkah on the ground floor or in the parking lot. But that's normally how it was done, says Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Chafayim Beis, in the Sugi of Yichud, by Chosin and Kala getting married during Sukkahs. So Rashi speaks about that there's a problem of Yichud, because the Sukkah is usually on the rooftops, and there's more of a Yichud issue on the rooftop. The Ritva, in Erev Daf Mem Dalet, says, Stam Sukkah, a normal place for a Sukkah, is where? Either in the Chatzar or on the Gag. We'll see more soon. Rav Avram Troyes, from Tsarfas, and lived in the time of the Beis Yosef. He says, the reason why people make a sukkah on the rooftop is because then you have no problem with is the shade coming from other sources. The Gemara speaks about if you make it near a building, you have to be careful that the shade isn't coming from the building, it's really coming even from the sides of the building, it shouldn't be too much, it's coming just from the sun. So these are the safest halachic places to make it on the rooftops. Another reason why people make it there. Some of Farshim have another suggestion, why we made on the rooftops. They say that Gemara teaches us that Rabbi Yaakov has a shita, and this is the halacha, you're allowed to put four poles on four corners of a roof, and that you don't need walls. You can consider the walls of a building as if they're extending upward, and the halacha known as good asik, and therefore you can get away very, very cheaply by just putting four poles. When I was a bacher, I was wondering on that Gemara about Yazara what it means when it says, miyad kol echad ve'echad noitel v'aisi sukkas. Everybody takes and make this, what are they taking exactly? So then I thought then, and the Gemara says that sukkah is called a mitzvah kala because it doesn't cost any money. Why doesn't the sukkah cost any money? Chayav, people spend a lot of money on sukkah. Well, pashav shak, because you can make it make psoilis garim v'yekev. You could use just materials from stuff that fell off a tree or whatever. But it could be because this Rav is going to give those garim in the future, give them the materials, the nails, the wood, and here. Doesn't cost you anything for them. Naitel. So here again is another cheap way for Gayim to go along and make a sukkah in the future. It's just with poles. That's why it's easier or cheaper for them to make it mamish on the rooftop and doesn't cost them anything. But why are we just quoting Gemaras and Rashi? There's actually a pasuk in Nechemya. If you remember, we spoke twice in the last week and a half in Haftarah Shirim from before Rosh Hashanah. Very, very famous. How Nechemya Perek Ches, Klai Yisrael were crying, they were broken about the sins that they had done. And Nechemiah and Ezra instructed them that they still have to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Chedes Hashem Yimu'uschem is days of joy, days of simcha. And right afterwards, over there at the end of Nechemiah Parakas, there is a description of Klai Yisrael doing sukkah for the first time when they came back by Hashemi, and speaks about when the last time sukkah was kept. It's very interesting, Ayin Sham. And the pasuk says they made the feirish pasuk. They made the sukkahs begagayis ubechatzrayin, befeirish. The sukkahs were built on the rooftops and the chatzar. And the Ralbag and the Sefer Nechemya, when he speaks about the different lessons to be learned from the Sefer, so he says that teaching us, don't be embarrassed about your mitzvah of a sukkah. You should go along and be mefarsim and show off your sukkah like Pesul Minisa. Show your sukkah to everybody. Why? What's this inyan of showing and the sukkah? So it's not just a halachic of convenience, a pasuk mentioning it, and all these gemaras, there's also some type of din to it, there's a mitzvah to it. So what is that? So he says that, again, that they're trying to show off the sukkah, so we're trying to explain the mitzvah Shem a little bit. The Sefer Avi Nachal, from Rav Lichtenstein, he says, well, it's very appropriate after Yom Kippur, when we went through an experience of Mima'amakim, we were feeling sad and down and broken from our sins before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so humbled, Hashem says, Magbia Shefalim Adimarim, I'm going to lift you up and bring you to a high point. Hashem, you have real humility, well now you deserve to be lifted up in honor of the fact that you were Hamel before me on Yom Kippur. So it's appropriate that we should go up on the rooftops in Klai Yisrael. Many of us make the sukkah on the rooftops, and that's what's discussed in this pasuk and in these different gemaras and mishnayis, oilam the sukkah, because after you went through Yom Kippur, Klai Yisrael, yes, you deserve now to have a sukkah on the rooftop symbolizing vayigvalibo, your greatness before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu lifts us up afterwards. The Bnei Yisachar in his Mamar on Sukkah and Simon Dalid, Tzildem Nusa. He says from Pinchas Karzer, Sukkah's Rashi Tevis, Soymech v'oizer kol ha-noiflim. Soymech v'oizer kol ha-noiflim. Rashi Tevis, Sukkah. And he explains, Noiflim means those that continuously feel like they're falling. Those that are humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem keeps on lifting them up. Soymech noiflim. Hashem picks them up. That's why it says, Harach, when you on the Sukkah's Davar and you fall, Hashem should pick a Klaishra, because we feel like we're falling down. We have this humility for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We deserve to get picked up. The Bar Maisha, the Heilige Arjever, and Shmuel. The first time that Shaul and Shmuel ever have a conversation, Pasuk mentions twice how Shmuel called Shaul up to the Gag, Hagaga, up to the roof, and spoke to him on the roof. And Rashi says, why on the roof? Rashi says they were speaking in Yonei Yiras Shamayim. What were the Nyana Yiras Shamayim? So the Arjiver says, was on the roof? Well, a king, as Alacha and Hilchas Melachim, Ram says, a king shouldn't be too haughty. It's Tzukim and Parsha Shaiftim. They built the Yarm Levavoy. So he was speaking not to be a Balgaiva. He's now going to become the first great king. I was thinking maybe Beshus the Arjiver, I think you'd be okay with this. We could say maybe exactly the opposite. We know that Shaul HaMelech was famous for being one of the six most humble Jews that ever lived. And even was considered by Chazal to be too humble. His downfall was the fact that he was too humble before the people. So maybe he was speaking to him about v'yigbaliyu b'darkei Hashem. So there are times that you're going to have to use hardiness. And then I saw as Machaven, Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger, our distant cousin, in the Sefer Mesilas and Nevi'im on Shmuel, who also brings the Arshaver and also has this other way of looking at it. And then I was thinking, the two even go together. Because uncalled anivus is actually a form of gaiva. And if Shaul HaMelech is going to continue to be an anav, a real anav, which is what he was, what he's not supposed to be, he's doing for himself, he's not servicing the people then in a way it's a form of gaiva. So what the Arjiver said goes together with saying the opposite. I hope that I'm right. If not, Chas V'Shalom, we don't mean to say anything that's wrong, only to mechaven l'shamita shatar b'ezras Hashem. So again we see that there's anivus, which brings, that Kadosh Baruch Hu lifts a person up, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with greatness, like everybody knows, on Sukkot, the Medrash says, very famous Medrash, behold our lulav's high, to show how we were metzliach in the din. Now let's go over, and we know that why we make our Sukkot on the rooftops, let's go look why the Goyim are making the Sukkot on the rooftops. Are they trying to copy us? Are they holding on that Madrega? I don't really think so. The Iyun Yaakov, from Yaakov Reisher, on the Ein Yaakov, the famous Iyun Yaakov at the side of the Ein Yaakov, he writes, the reason why they're going to make their Sukkah on the rooftops, he says, Beferish, is because they are trying to show off. They don't deserve this. They didn't go through Anava. They didn't go through Yom Kippurim. They're not humble before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's not lifting them up. They go straight, copy our punchline of Gaiva, and they just go up there. And Hashem wants to show how he's not interested in this Gaiva of Sukkah, and therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Iyun Yaakov makes the sun shine, which shows that then they kick it, shows that it wasn't really real by them, Bechlal. The Imre Pinchas, the Pinchas Karzer, brings that he heard from a Yid named Reb Shmerel, who was the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, who told him, this is Imre Pinchas Tavkuf Ayin Beis, who told him that the Pshat in this Gemara is because Sukkah is Gematria 91. And 91 is a very, very big number. You might have heard this already, where Pinchas has a whole bunch of Shurim on it. 91 is Gematria Yudke Vavke with Adnos together. It's Gematria Amein. It's Gematria Malach. And Baal Shem Tov said that Sukkah, Gematria, Yudke, Vavke, Adas together, 91, is supposed to symbolize Adanim. Adanim are those sockets at the bottom of the Mishkan. We're supposed to make ourselves low at the bottom. And then Hashem will mash with the Shechina on us. Vanias Eshkin is Daka, because the Baruch is mash with the Shechina with those that are humble. Hashem wants to be with those that are humble. So by being humble, by living with humility and not with Gaiva, then we get lifted up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gaim again says the Baal Shem Tov are going to jump straight to that point of Gaiva. And they're going to have missed it. And therefore they're going to be lifted up. And Baal Shem Tov says this is reminiscent of a pasuk in Yeshaya where the pasuk says in the beginning of Yeshaya Chav Beis, says the Baal Shem Tov, Hoy Gei Chazoin calls out to the valley of the vision. We'll see in a moment what this means. And it says, pasuk says, why did you go up to the rooftops? Pasuk says, Feirish, the Navi says to them, what are you doing? What kind of behavior did you have? Why are you running Kulcha Legagis, Kelisa Kulcha Legagis? You all went running up to the rooftops. What is this Masa Gei Chazoin, Kulach Legagis? So Rashi says, B'shein the Medrash Rabba asks, what the Navi is upset that they went to the roof. What's wrong with going to the roof? So Rashi brings a Medrash that says, that means that they had Gaiva. The problem of Gaiva. And says, Rapinchas Karitzer, and you know who says the Nevuah of Goig and Magog in the future? The Nevuah of Goig and Magog in the future. What's that big war that's going to take place, which on a normal year we read at Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That Nevuah of the Gaiva of Goig and Magog was first taught to us, first ever, the Nevuah, the prophecy was said over by Eldon and Maidan. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Eldon and Maidan, Mesnam and Bamachaneh, they said Nevuah. Rashi says it was about Moshe Beis Yeshua Machlis, but the Gemara has another Shita. Gemara brings a few Shitas. One of the Shitas, and the Medrash also, is they spoke about Goig and Magog, because Eldon and Maidan were humble people. They were tremendously humble people. Like I said, by Yeshua Machlis, they said they don't even deserve to be Nevi'im. And that's where they speak about, they have a right to talk about the Bali Gaiva of the future, the Goyim of the future, who come with tremendous Gaiva. So I saw the Semel Tzedek, and the Kutim, Sefer Tzedek and Lubavitch, and the Kutim says, that's why Masa Gei Chazoin, the tiny is, you're supposed to have humility. You're supposed to come to Sukkos with tremendous humility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you want. And then Hashem lifts you up. Hashem lightens your load, takes away the virus, and you float up. And you become gevaldik. So the Davi says, what are you doing? Why are you jumping? At least kol chaliyot legagis. Why are you all running to the roofs? What are you doing? You're missing the boat. My uncle, Avram Greenwood, actually shared with me that he learned together with the Stropka Rebbe, Shlita Rav Ashish, who said that Esrig, Lulav, Hadas Arava, in the order, Lulav, so we'll go in the right order, Lulav, Esrig, Hadas Arava, is, right, Lamed Aleph, Hey, Ay, in Rashi Tevis, is also Gematria, Lishpoit, is Har Esav, because the Tzemel Tzedek is Mazver, so we're explaining, the Tzemel Tzedek is Mazver, that the Midah of Gaiva is Shayat, the Midah of Esav. And Sukkot is a Gaiva, but a Gaiva which comes from being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Lulav, my uncle also told me, is Rashi Tevis. Lulav is Rashi Tevis, but entirely, bainily, of the Chabi Emes. Everybody knows Esrig is very famous. Rashi Tevis, the Baal Shem Tov said, Al Tevayeni Regal Gaiva. I don't want to have Gaiva. So, it's supposed to be, the attitude of coming into Sukkot is supposed to be with humility, entirely, bainily, of the Chabi Emes. And then Hashem brings you a Gaiva to Kedusha. B'chas Shalom, and Navi has a taina, chai, so what are you doing the wrong thing? And in the future, this taina is going to be on Esav, on Goyim Magoyim, on the Goyim, who are going to be coming with tremendous gaiva. And that's why, Ol Mashim, Barasim, Lishpat Isar Esav, to punish them in the future for their gaiva, which is out of place. And Pinchas Karas just says, you should know that every year on Sukkot, a Yitzhara comes to every year and tries to bring him Pasal Gaiva. And our job is to go along and fight that. It's a battle which we're going to be experiencing starting in Mirt Hashem tonight. Hashem shall help us win it. Well, the Imri Emes, he brings this Rav Pinchas Karitzer, and he says that's the Galdus of Klai Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us more and more Gdula, the Gemara tells us, we're always mashful ourselves. But the Goyim have an opportunity to go along, they run, they jump on it, they're all excited about being Bali Gaiva. That's why they run up to their silly rooftops. Sefer Tam HaTzvi, from Rav Tzvi Yitzchak Abramovich, is one of the people that put together the Sefer Imri Emes. He's one of the writers. He adds to this, and he says, that Chazal tells us, the Medrash and Parshas Matos, that there are gifts which Hashem gives it to us, is beautiful. We take it on our own, it's terrible. Medrash says, Gvura, Ashirus, Chachma, if you take it on your own, it's going to be terrible. And the Medrash gives different examples of people who took it and lived miserably because of that. Mashenk, if it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something which can become wonderful. So he says, yes, we're going to have the Gaiva in the future. Again, like we explained, because we're coming out of Yom Kippur. And we're coming continuously with this attitude of feeling humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'fnei Hashem. by these Gaim who are just given this opportunity of a sukkah, and they're just going to completely miss the boat and just go running up to build it at the top and show off. It's empty and it's unwanted b'chlal. It's not worth anything what they're doing. I'll share with you one more thing about this, one more beautiful idea. The Sefer Knesset Yecheskel, who's a grandson of the Tiferet Shleimer from Radomsk. He was the second last Rebbe of Radomsk in Europe. His son was killed, Shenyun Kadamov. He says that everybody knows, the Gemara Menachah says, Rashi brings the beginning of the Torah, in Parak Beis, that Olam Hazeh was made with a letter Hey. Hashem used a letter Hey from the Aleph Beis to create Olam Hazeh. Gemara Menachah Staf Choftes Olam Beis. So the Gemara says, why? The Gemara explains that it's a nice big open area, a roomy place like the world. Hashem expanded and made a room for the world. But, says the Gemara, if someone is chayte, he falls out the bottom. Fall out the bottom of the hay. If you do tshuva, you need to climb in a new Pesach near the top of the hay. The Gemara says this. So it comes out from this Gemara that the hay symbolizing tshuva. And a lot of Sfarim speak about hay represents living with tshuva, falling away from tshuva, coming back to tshuva. Well, says the Knesset Yecheskel from Radomsk, the sukkah is the exact letters of a hay. Look at a sukkah. Sukkah, like we spoke earlier, it has the two walls and the little piece at the bottom. That's a letter hay. Which means that sukkah needs to be coming out of your tshuva for Yom Kippurim. But these Gaim who just miyad, that's a lashon miyad. Miyad kol echad v'echad mitl v'halach v'aisis v'kasa reish gaga. They just jump to reish gaga. You're not there yet. What are you doing? Start off in the chatzar. Why are you building it on top of the gag? You're not holding there yet. Reish gagoy. The tremendous gaiva. That's not a proper tshuva. So Hashem wants to show that they don't have a proper tshuva. So Hashem, you know, flushes them out by giving them this the hot sun. And then you see from their reaction that they never really did a real tshuva. They wouldn't walk out kicking the sukkah. They would walk out kissing the sukkah. Like Klal Yisrael does. It says beferish that you should walk out of the last day and kiss the walls before you leave the sukkah. Or kiss the walls when you come into the sukkah. But not by kicking the sukkah. Let's go back to the Haftarah. Pasuk says many times that the Goyim have to be oile locha gizchag asukos. So Pasuk shot oile means to go up to Yerushalayim. But the Farshim are asking, that since when do they have a chiyuv to be oile regel? Where do you find that there's a chiyuv to be oile regel for Goyim? So they speak about it. Maybe we'll speak about it another time. But it could be these guys are misinterpreting the pasuk. They said, Oila, oh, Oila, Chagasukas, we got to go bake it on the roof. Because they're completely missing how you're supposed to react to Sukkos. Sukkos is a time when you feel the Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem brings you Simcha as a result of your humility, tremendous Simcha, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that we don't want to do anything else except being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the guy skip all the stages, just try to show off, live an external Sukkah, and that's why Hashem slams it in their face. We should be Zaycheh. To live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkos and continue with it all year round. Have a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.